Yes, I thought I'd just say a little bit about what we're going to be doing in this session, and then we'll do it. So the main part of it is that we're going to be doing a puja close to the end of the session, but we're not. It's a sevenfold puja, but not the sevenfold puja. It's a Buddha puja. Taken from the Dhammapada, so harking back to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, and that will finish just before midnight. We'll have a little period of just sitting, and then when it turns midnight, then I'll strike the bell 12 times. And we'll still sit and then do a mantra to end. And in the first part, we'll be just doing a little bit of reflection and meditation. But I invited you to bring pen and paper because sometimes it's helpful to just write down some things. So we've been looking back, you know, a lot of reflecting, particularly over the past year, and where we are now, and also trying to be a bit open, receptive, and letting things emerge. And we've also been, in a way, like reflecting on what are the things that we want to be allowing to emerge, to give more time to. So to make it a little bit more conscious and explicit, so we don't just forget it, I thought we'd have a little bit of time, maybe, because it is a time of looking back, looking forward, and maybe a sense of letting go of some things that maybe don't serve us or we'd like to let go of, yeah? Just that intention, that aspiration, you know? And we can write that down or not write that down. And there will be a place in the puja where we acknowledge unskillfulness, where there'll be a little pause under after that, and you can like silently like acknowledge that, or maybe offer it to your shrine or something. And I do suggest that if it's things you want to let go of, you might want to, in your own time, maybe burn it or bury it or something, just as a way of letting it go. But also to write down maybe if there's anything that you would like to remember and bring with you into the next year. So maybe in the course of your reflections or your practice or what's been happening in your life, you've had some insights, some awareness, and it's very easy to sort of have those moments of insight and then just forget them. So if there's anything there, just write it down, just to try and remember, and see if you can like keep that with you and let that inform the coming year maybe. Things that you're grateful for. We've had a lot of reflecting on gratitude earlier this evening with Ratnadeva. So if there's anything that feels positive that you feel grateful for, and also that whole sense of rejoicing in yourself, valuing yourself. We often can be very critical of ourselves, but can we actually allow ourselves to appreciate ourselves? And actually, you don't have to say it to anybody else, but if you write it down, maybe you can at least admit it to yourself, you know? Maybe you could even put it up in your bedroom door or in the fridge or something, if there's anything positive that you can acknowledge about yourself or what you might have achieved or during this year. It is a time, isn't it, at the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, where psychically, on lots of levels, it's not just like in our intellectual thinking, our cognitive thinking that we're aware of it, but something, our bodies, our hearts are aware of something in that transition, the ending, the new beginning, and the year, those cycles of nature, cycles of life. I think often resonate with our psyches or with our imagination, you know, symbolically. And those ripples can kind of go quite deep, even if we're not cognitive about them, thinking about them so explicitly. So in that context of that, being aware of it being the end of the year, just allowing space for acknowledging that, maybe for that sense of surrendering, letting go, and maybe a sense of opening to what emerges. So we're going to start off. I wasn't sure if it was going to be too much, but I feel like I'd like to do this. We're going to start off by recalling Akshobhya. And it's not just because I like Akshobhya, but it is a time, isn't it, of flow and change. And change can sometimes feel a little bit threatening or sense of instability, or we can feel get blown about by what's happening. So one of the things about Akshobhya is that, yeah, he has got that earth touching. His name does mean unshakable, you know, and he's supposed to be imperturbable. He's got this incredible equanimity. Interestingly enough, the unshakable isn't just that he's really solid like the elephant and you can't push him over, but it's also that he's unshakable in his vow. You know, before he was a Buddha, he made a vow about not allowing himself to have ill will and act on that ill will. And apparently he kept that over aeons and aeons and aeons. And so that was why he was called unshakable. And that's why he's so much associated with metta. So we may not be in that place, but just in a way being receptive and opening to his influence and his help, yeah, or his inspiration of just having a bit more equanimity, being able to go with the flow, going with the ups and downs of life, those worldly winds, touching the earth, yeah, having confidence, having faith in our own practice, and believing that what we do actually will have a positive effect, yeah, does matter. Sometimes we can undermine ourselves and our practice and not believe in our practice or our ability to change or to grow or to develop. So when you come to those times, just touch the earth. Just get that sense of you're part of this world, part of reality. It's chosen to manifest in you and we're all unique, you know? And we all have something to offer. We all have that inner Buddha nature that Ratna Deva mentioned earlier. So, let's look at the time. Yeah, I think we'll just chant the plain mantra for a little bit, and then we'll have a period of, just sitting with whatever's there. And within that, if there's reflections happening, you know, when we're just sitting, it's not like we're saying, oh, we mustn't be thinking. You may be thinking, there may be stuff arising, and you just bring awareness to that. So we'll just sit for a few minutes, and then there'll be an opportunity to just write down anything either that you'd like to let go of or that you'd like to bring into the new year or create space to develop further. Yeah. Bring more into your life, you know, the things that are meaningful, the things that bring you joy. Yeah. And let's do just the plain chant. Yeah. Om Vajra Akshobhya Hum. Let's hope Vajra appreciates the mantra with his name, because he's here with us today. Om. Badger Egg Show be a home. Om 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 Badger Egg Show be a So maybe just taking the opportunity to write down anything you want to let go of on one piece of paper and things you'd like to take forward into the new year, or at least give space to. In the new year. And that can include like acknowledging things we regret doing or not doing. Often when we feel guilty, ashamed, blame ourselves, judge ourselves, we hold on to that, and that can get in the way. And also it's a way of expressing ill will towards ourselves, which in itself is unskillful. So just to use that mirror-like wisdom, just acknowledge what those things might be without judging, but with that intention, maybe not to do it again, at least let go. For now, what's done is done. We can take responsibility, and that can inform our future actions. But also acknowledging or skillful actions and how they may have benefited us, but also others around us. That we may have had a positive influence in the world. So just finishing off. And if you've already finished, just getting yourself into whatever posture you want before we do the puja. So it feels appropriate to end and begin the year with the Buddha in mind, and those intentions of going for refuge to the three jewels of the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha for those of us that are Buddhists. And remembering Buddha is one who's awake. Who's awakened their heart and their mind, seen through the illusions, the conditioning, the views into reality, and who's also spontaneously just able to be full of kindness and compassion, has that gladness and joy, appreciation, and that equanimity. And those are all qualities that we have within us, even if they're just seeds that haven't developed their potential yet. So when we do the puja, we're not just paying our respects to the Buddha, but we're also connecting with our own potential, maybe our own aspirations to become more like the Buddha, develop some of those qualities. So there's seven sections, praise, salutation, going for refuge, acknowledging unskillfulness, rejoicing, awake and watchful, and then finally a transference of benefit. So roughly corresponding to the stages of the Tree Mat and the Sevenfold Puja. And we will do it in call and response. So I'll say verse, and then Maitri Pushpa will be being the respondent on Zoom, and you can be doing it at home. So after the salutation section, we have our first reading from Amanda, so the Dharmapada verses that I quoted in my talk this morning. After the going for refuge section, we'll sing those three verses in homage to the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha that we did the other night, the Nati Me Saranang Anyang ones. We'll have the words up on the screen if you want, and you can just listen or join in. After the acknowledging unskillfulness, we'll just have a slight pause, and that'll be an opportunity for, if you want to put what you've written down on the shrine, or if you want to just mentally in your head let go of something, acknowledge anything to the Buddha, you can, or just to yourself. In the rejoicing section, I think we'll just go straight on from the rejoicing section into the awake and watchful section, where we'll have the second reading. Around conditionality, which Ratna Deva will do, and the final transference of benefit will end with the mantra, may all beings be well and happy, that Maitri Pushpa led us in earlier, the Sabbe Sata Sukhi Hontu. Hopefully that will be just a little bit before midnight, and then we can just sit quietly. I'll ring the bell, we'll still sit quietly, and then we'll do a mantra to end. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Buddha Puja from the Dhammapada. Praise. And perhaps we could have might do Pushpa spotlight as well. He is calm like the earth that endures.
He is calm like the earth that endures.
He is steady like a column that is firm.
He is steady like a column that is firm.
He is pure like a lake that is clear.
He is pure like a lake that is clear.
He is free from samsara.
He is free from samsara.
The endless round of suffering.
The endless round of suffering.
In the light of his vision,
In the light of his vision,
he has found true freedom.
is found true freedom.
His thoughts are peace.
His thoughts are peace.
His words are peace.
His words are peace.
And his work is peace.
His work is peace.
Salutation. By what earthly means?
By what earthly means?
Whoops, sorry. Tried to do it from memory and I got it wrong. Okay, start again. Salutation. By what earthly path
By what earthly path?
could you lead the Buddha astray?
Buddha astray.
He who can wander the pathless ways of the infinite.
He who can wander the pathless ways of
Buddha who is awake,
the Buddha who is awake,
whose victory cannot be reversed,
whose victory cannot be reversed,
is a being none can conquer.
is a being none can conquer.
One of true vision is not easy to find.
One of true vision is not easy to find.
Freed from craving, hatred, and delusion.
Freed from hatred, craving, hatred, and delusion.
A Buddha is a guide to be treasured.
A Buddha is a guide to be treasured.
Hi Amanda, you need to unmute yourself.
What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows as the wheel of the cart follows the beast that draws the cart. What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, joy follows us as our own shadow. He insulted me. He hurt me. He defeated me. He robbed me. Those who think such thoughts will not be free from hate. He insulted me, he hurt me, he defeated me, he robbed me. Those who think not such thoughts will be free from hate. For hate is not conquered by hate. Hate is conquered by love. This is a law eternal. Many do not know that we are here in this world to live in harmony. Those who know this do not fight against each other.
Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. Om Shakyamuni Swaha. Om Muni Maha Muni Shakyamuni Swaha. Shakyamuni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakyamuni Swaha. Shakyamuni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakyamuni Swaha. Shakyamuni Swaha. Going for refuge. People in fear.
People in fear.
Flee for refuge.
Flee for refuge.
To mountains or forests.
To mountains or forests.
To groves, sacred trees or shrines.
To groves, sacred trees or shrines.
But these are not a safe refuge.
But these are not a safe refuge.
They are not a refuge that frees from sorrow.
They are not a refuge that frees from sorrow.
One who goes for refuge to the Buddha.
One who goes for refuge to the Buddha.
To the truth teachings.
To the truth teachings.
And to the community he taught.
And to the community he taught.
They go indeed to a great refuge.
They go indeed to a great refuge.
That is a safe refuge.
That is a safe refuge.
A haven of wisdom and compassion.
A haven of wisdom and compassion.
Those who go to that refuge.
Those who go to that refuge.
Will eventually be free from sorrow.
Will eventually be free from sorrow.
Yati me saranang anyang. Buddho me saranang varang. Etena sajavajena. Hotu me jayamangalang. Nati me saranang anyam. Dhammo me saranang varam. Etena sacchavacchena. Hotu me jayamangalam. Nati me saranang anyam. Sangho me saranang varam. Etena sacchavacchena. Hotu me jayamangalam. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Acknowledging unskillfulness. Hold not a fault of little matter.
Hold not a fault of little matter.
Thinking, this is minor to me.
Thinking, this is minor to me.
The falling of drops of water.
The falling of drops of water.
Will in time fill a water jar.
And in time fill a water jar.
In the same way.
In the same way.
Foolish people become full of delusion.
Foolish people become full of delusion.
Though they gather it little by little.
Though they gather it little by little.
Focus not on the flaws of others.
Focus not on the flaws of others.
Nor on their deeds or misdeeds.
Nor on their deeds and misdeeds.
Focus instead on what we ourselves regret.
Focus instead on what we ourselves regret.
What we have done or not done.
What we have done or not done.
Neither in the sky.
Neither in the sky.
Nor deep in the ocean.
Nor deep in the ocean.
Nor in a mountain cave.
Nor in a mountain cave.
Nor any worldly place.
Nor any worldly place.
Can we avoid our unskillful actions?
Can we avoid our unskillful actions?
Just a couple of minutes letting go. Acknowledge any unskillful actions and just letting them go.
rejoicing. Oh, let us live in joy.
Oh, let us live in joy.
Kindly among those who blame.
Kindly among those who blame.
Among those who hate.
Among those who hate.
Let us live in love.
Let us live in love.
Among those who fight.
Among those who fight.
Let us live in peace.
Let us live in peace.
Among those who crave.
Among those who crave.
Let us live content.
Let us live content.
Among those who slumber.
Among those who slumber.
Let us live awake.
Let us live awake.
When we know the balm of solitude.
When we know the balm of solitude.
And experience the relief of silence.
And experience the release of silence.
Then we are free from fear and sorrow.
Then we are free from fear and sorrow.
And feel the joy of the Dharma.
And feel the joy of the Dharma.
It is a delight to see the noble and ethical.
It is a delight to see the noble and ethical.
Contact with them inspires and gladdens us.
Contact with them inspires and gladdens us.
Awake and watchful. The followers of Buddha Gautama.
Followers of Buddha Gautama.
Are awake and ever watchful.
Are awake and ever watchful.
And ever by night and by day.
And ever by night and by day.
They remember the Buddha, their teacher.
They remember the Buddha, their teacher.
The followers of Buddha Gautama.
The followers of Buddha Gautama.
Are awake and ever watchful.
Are awake and ever watchful.
And ever by night and by day.
And ever by night and by day.
They find joy in deep contemplation.
They find joy in deep contemplation.
This being that comes from the arising of this that arises. This not being that does not become, from the ceasing of this that ceases.
Transference of benefit. As from a large garden of flowers.
As from a large garden of flowers.
Many garlands and wreaths can be made.
Many garlands and wreaths can be made.
So, by a human being in this life.
So, by a human being in this life.
Much good can be achieved.
Much good can be achieved.
May any merit.
May any merit.
Gained through Dharma practice.
Gain through Dharma practice.
Be shared equally among all beings.
Be shared equally among all beings.
The perfume of flowers.
Perfume of flowers.
Goes not against the wind.
Goes not against the wind.
Not even the finest perfumes.
Not even the finest perfumes.
Of sandalwood, of rose, or of jasmine.
Of sandalwood, of rose, or of jasmine.
But the perfume of virtue.
But the perfume of virtue.
Does travel against the wind.
Does travel against the wind.
And it can reach right to the ends of this world.
And it can reach right to the ends of this world. Salve, salta, tsuki, ontu. 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 Salve, salta,
new year. as we move into this new year. Just trying to be open, receptive to whatever we may encounter, whatever may emerge. And bringing with us whatever it was we felt we'd like to. And thank you very much for coming, staying up so late. And we have our final two sessions later on, 10:30, at the Deva will be leading the session. And then we'll have a sort of closing circle at 4 o'clock, with a chance for final groups at 3:30. Those of you who've been coming or would like to come. And even if you haven't been to the groups before, if you want to come that final time, that's fine. Anyway, thank you all very much for coming and practicing. Go well. I'm wishing you all a very happy new year. If you want to unmute and wish each other happy new year, feel free to do that.
Happy new year, everybody.
Thank you. Happy new year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. May you spend it being kind to yourselves.
Thank you.
Dear Brooks.